Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're going to take it 1 week at a time here. We'll see how this week goes. And, you know, really where we're at is, you know, it's been a while since he's played football here. And he's done a phenomenal job, along with our trainers, of getting back to now where he can get back out there. And really just take it 1 day and 1 week at a time. And those guys are going to reassess towards the end of the week and see where he's at and then what the next week may hold for him.
Sean McDermott on Matt Milano today. I mean, it's been, what, 8 years? There's got to be. Every TV station and radio station in town must have canned audio of McDermott saying that about somebody. You never hear Milano's name. Maybe even about Milano. There might have been a year where he said the exact same things about him then.
Right.
We don't really need to keep asking, do we? You think it wasn't going to be a day at a time or a week at a time? What was it going to be? Come on. We don't really need to ask these questions.
Great news, though.
Yes, sorry.
I think last week there was some question about how he phrased it, and I think some people on social media, I know I saw Sal interacting with some people that felt like McDermott seemed pessimistic to them anyway, like reading the quotes. And I had heard the whole thing, and like Sal was like, no, I think he's optimistic. I don't know where you're getting pessimism from. I think they think he's going to come back. Like, this isn't just lip service. So I'm glad to get that practice window activated and, have him come back.
Sometimes the words don't properly convey.
Yeah, no, I know.
The message.
Yeah.
Before it gets too far away from us, I know we're all excited about Sunday coming up. Can I point out 3 stupid things that happened late in the first half yesterday?
Sure.
Number 1, the Spencer Brown penalty on Allen's touchdown. What a dumb league.
Yeah.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Allen, it was borderline late. I mean, it could have been called late.
It could have. I didn't think. I thought the Colt guy let up appropriately, and they tumbled out of bounds. Like, he was.
Yep, fine.
I did not think there was anything egregious there. I get Brown wanting to go because your quarterback tumbles like that. You want to get on the scene. He didn't even do anything. He just went there and stood by the guy.
He tapped him in the head.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
Head to head. Like, there was a small. Right. Hey. Like the small, like a, not even raising to the point of a headbutt.
Right.
Just a head, like a little dude. That was the flag. Wow. And come on.
I did not notice that the head bonk. I'm going to go with bonk instead of butt. Is a bonk less than a butt? I think it is. Anyway, I didn't notice that. I thought this came up on postgame. I think we thought maybe he said something. That the official
maybe
overheard that was egregious, and like that was why the flag. But the head.
What do you have contact. To say to another player in the NFL to get a flag? How bad would that have to be? Maybe I don't know that he didn't. I don't know that he didn't.
Right. I don't know that he did either. I was speculating. Like, it didn't look like anything really. So I thought it was kind of a weird flag in the first place.
So 13-10. Let's see. Penalty was accepted, but the Bills still kicked off from the 35.
Yeah, it was the extra point got pushed back 15 yards. He had to kick a long extra point.
Okay, right. 47-yard extra point.
Yeah, or 10, whatever.
That's, I think, the right decision by the Colts.
Sure.
Push back the extra point.
Yeah.
Makes it anyway. 17-13. Colts have 3rd and 1 on their 39. Jonathan Taylor for no gain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Good. Brilliant.
And then they came out.
I can see why you're an NFL head coach.
Yep. I know what comes next.
And then the Bills call timeout. 4th and 1. Flacco takes the intentional delay of game.
It was such a great great angle that they showed that live from. Like, you're just staring at Flacco barking out whatever he's barking out. Just like, he is so not snapping this ball. There's just no way this ball's getting snapped.
For all that football is, to have that be a part of it is embarrassing.
Yep.
The whole charade. You're Indianapolis. Guys, you're Indianapolis. Not to mention my point from all day. You have Richardson, who could actually basically breathe and get a first
probably
down.
Probably easily convert that if you wanted. Yeah.
And make the third down call easier. But, I can't do that because we're just trying to win. So, not trying to win.
Real quick, I know you got a third thing, right? Is that the second thing?
I got an hour and a half.
I don't want to derail you on the third thing. That moment, I liked the broadcast yesterday. I think it's, as these things go, I mean, it's not a work of art or anything, but I didn't find it annoying, except I think they really missed the Colts letting, like, taking the 5-yard penalty. They somewhat, one of them, I think it was McCourty, criticized them for, like, taking the penalty. And I'm watching thinking, no, they're going to kick it to you, and they want to save the time. The 5 yards doesn't mean jack to them right there. They want to make sure they have the timeout, because if the Bills get stuck in the mud here, they're going to use their timeouts on defense to get the ball back. Try to, you know, get a field goal. So, like, don't take a timeout at your, where would you say they were, the 31?
39.
39?
Like, yeah, I agree.
The 5 yards, big whoop. So, I thought they missed that. They did get to it when the Bills then started their drive. They got kind of in the weeds a little bit, and that's when they made a point about it. Like, oh, see, now they've got the timeouts here. And so, they got around to sort of making it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right, but in the moment, I think they missed it.
Well, all of it's really dumb. Probably the third down play call should have been better. What are we doing if, like, Allen is the quarterback of the Bills? I know you don't have him. You might have a sort of a
facsimile.
Yeah. Yes, a sort of facsimile of him, but you choose not to use him because it, you know, that passes understanding. So if they're giving the ball to Cook on third and one, how do we feel? Like, we're calling post-game shows.
Right. Why? What are you doing? Right.
So anyway, that's a whole sequence. As you point out, the Colts save. They have two timeouts left at this point. They save them and punt. And the Bills get the ball at the 11. Allen to Knox for 6. Second and 4. 56 seconds. Deion Dawkins, false start. Enough with the false starts. Deion Dawkins, false start. So second and 9, and they accept the runoff.
Right.
So it's second and 9 from their own 12. Allen to Ty Johnson for 7. Timeout, Colts. Do you remember, if you are a Bills fan, how you felt when Indianapolis called that timeout?
Thank you.
Do you not follow the league, Indianapolis? You really want to do that? You really want to dare Josh Allen, who can run for it with his eyes closed, that opportunity, 3rd and 2 at the 19? You didn't want to go for it on 4th and 1 at the 39, but now what? You're hoping to get a stop and then a miracle field goal? Like, that's the master plan against him?
Yeah.
So the Colts give the Bills the free timeout. Then Allen's Ty Johnson, timeout number 2. You're not there yet. But the worst-case scenario for the Bills should be halftime.
Mm-hmm.
1st and 10 from their 27, 30 seconds. Incomplete for Samuel. 23 seconds. Incomplete for Shakir. Who knew that was possible?
Right.
Incomplete for Shakir. Who's ever heard of that? 19 seconds, 3rd and 10. Allen to Hollins for 44.
Right.
Field goal.
Yep.
Just, I'll never be at peace because I watch football, and I can't believe some people have the jobs that they have when they are just this unqualified to understand strategy and just what are you doing calling that timeout? You're playing for a miracle field goal at halftime or a turnover, which is just a bad job. So,
and the Bills were out of timeouts at that time, right?
No, they used their second.
Okay.
They didn't need to use their timeouts. And then the Hollins play, did they spike it?
No, he ran out of bounds. He caught that ball.
Oh, he ran out of bounds, right.
He caught that ball, got up, and ran out of bounds.
So they didn't need the timeout there. Allen incomplete, and then the field goal from Bass. Indianapolis, you should be contracted.
Another good day from Bass.
Yeah.
Made them all.
You're not telling me that in the way that you think, like, I'm going to be that surprised.
No.
Because he's a good kicker, and
it's been a good
you
kicker.
Miss, like, a couple, then, oh, my God. But he's still a good kicker. Tucker misses a lot now.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're down on him, Baltimore. I don't know what his numbers are. I could look, I guess. Yeah. But
the Houston guy missed a big one yesterday. It was long. It was 58.
Yeah.
But he missed. Like, he's like the guy I feel like I think of, like him and Butker. I feel like this Fairbairn's even got a bigger leg than Butker. Like, he's a bomber, that guy. So that was big.
Have you ever seen in your life a sequence like the last 2 minutes of that game where the Detroit kicker essentially shaves the goalpost on each side of his 250-plus yard kicks in the last 2 minutes of that game. I mean, that was just incredible.
Yeah.
Both of them are right at it. And the first one looked like it could have hit the goalpost on the right, right? And the second one looked like it did hit the flag at the top of the goalpost. And they both went in, both went through for Bates,
yeah.
who's from Houston and never played high school football, they said. He's a soccer player.
Yeah, I saw. It was funny. Was it with Ross last week that we were talking about kickers?
Yep.
And he's like, they're all these soccer players and all this sort of stuff. And this guy, his quote after the game was like, this is incredible. I'm living a dream here. I'm in the NFL. I can't believe it. I was a soccer player.
Yeah. Ross nailed it.
The perfect description.
He gets Melissa Stark treatment after that game, which was an incredible game, I thought.
It really was.
It gave to me Bills-Dolphins vibes, where like Houston got the fluke turnovers and the lead, and you know, they're good. But they're not as good as the team they're playing.
Right.
And Detroit just got there. Like, what a super physical game that was. And what a win.
Yeah.
Better win than a bad loss, I think. That's an incredible win, Detroit. And that just felt like Bills in Baltimore a couple years ago, Bills in Miami every time they play them, just, yeah, we'll give, it's like the Globetrotters.
We'll get there.
What do you want? A 10-point lead? What do you want?
Right.
Just tell us. What do you want? And we're still going to beat you. Damn, the Lions. 803-0550, Football Monday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.